Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Larry Pratt is coming up, and we're going to open the phones up. We've also got popping in Representative Walter Jones, Congressman Walter Jones, on this issue of the Second Amendment and a lot more. The fiscal cliff, what's happening with the troops. Now they've sent 3,000 troops back to Iraq. There's tens of thousands of contractors there. U.S. troops are staying in Afghanistan. It's just awful. The U.N. gun treaty has been leaked. It does ban guns and ammo. We're going to be going over that. Again, I saw these crime statistics last week, and the guys just tried to search it during the break. The new FBI unified crime statistics have been released. I'm going to dig those out. Overall, violent crime has seen one of the biggest drops in the last two decades. Mass shootings are up a little bit, but mainly flat over 20 years. But again, those are the big events, kind of like Jaws, where for 2 years, and I've shown the news articles on this subject, we should show them again, beaches, not just in the U.S., but around the world, saw in some cases more than 70% of their patrons just not going to the beach or not getting in the water. And they would ask them, they said, well, Jaws is out there. It'll eat me. It doesn't matter if on average there's 5 great white deaths a year worldwide. Because of the movie, people for several years would not get into the water. And it's the same thing. People really think people are going to – it has another effect, though. People are pulling their kids out of public schools everywhere thinking mass shooters are going to come shoot them. Even though that statistically is where these guys go because they know no one's going to be there opposing them because it's a victim disarmament zone, still statistically, even being in a government training camp, what is there, 20-something million people in public schools last time? It's more than that. I mean, the chances, 88 dead in mass shootings, half of those or more gang-related, it's gangs killing each other, and they call it a mass shooting. Of the senseless stuff, you know, 40 or something or less. I mean, and I'm not encouraging you to go to government training camp. It'll give you deadly GMO food and inoculate you with government brainwashing and force shots. And they may take your 11-year-old to have an abortion without your consent. I mean, you know, I wouldn't go to a government training camp because of that. But the fact that, see, they like some of the shootings to get the guns and also train everybody that the schools are prisons for prisoner training, perp training for the children. Not discipline, just learning how to be a prisoner. Kind of like the airports are a prisoner training for everybody. So we've got all that unfolding. And then at the same time, though they don't want people to totally be scared of the public schools, or then you won't put them in there so they can lower your test scores, lowest in the world, and have, you know, 7% graduation rates and, what, 12% passing the SAT rates. So there's a real desire to wreck them. And we've got the Department of Education documents on that from the most educated, most informed, most individualistic country in the world just 60 years ago to lowest IQs, lowest test scores in the industrialized world, highest cancer rates in the world. You know, the list goes on and on. The globalists are absolutely wrecking our society at every single level. We always seem to have trouble with Larry Pratt's Skype. He has Skype, he has ISDN line, and he has telephones. Let's just go telephone, because it'll go into the next segment. It seems to always do that with him for whatever reason. My elephant memory, I don't have to have an elephant memory to remember this. It's like Groundhog Day. Let's just go with Plan B or Plan C to get him on, because it's important. Thanks. Okay, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, Larry Pratt is coming up. But here's one of the articles. The most recent decline in U.S. violent crime is different from the last one. And it breaks down some of that, but this is from yesterday, so this is new. But we're going to get into more of those numbers coming up. So see, violent crime's dropping, and why is that happening? Oh, we have the maps. We know why. Gun ownership's going up, and concealed carry's going up, and in the states where that's happening, as the concealed carry goes up, crime goes down because every citizen with a concealed carry is basically like another cop on the street.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, they are canceling top-rated gun shows on the Discovery Channel, saying they don't want to promote a culture of armed citizens. They are canceling premieres of violent westerns. They are canceling TV ads for the new action-adventure movie with Tom Cruise. They have hundreds of pundits, I know you see them, like vampires sucking off of all these dead children, these 20 dead children, saying it's time to not just ban assault rifles, handguns that are semi-auto, let's ban handguns, period. It doesn't matter that Connecticut had the most draconian gun laws, number four in the entire country. Doesn't matter if she jumped through all the hoops. Doesn't matter if the U.S. now leads the world in suicide because of Prozac-type drugs that on the insert says can turn you into a psychotic killer. And does. No, no, no. Don't blame that. Blame the Second Amendment. And you remember Gun Owners of America from their congressional sources. He was just on a month ago. But to give credit, the NRA as well said our intel is they're going to try to physically ban guns in the next 4 years. And now it's happening. And they are milking it. They have the biggest gun manufacturer in the country dumping Freedom Group, a Cerberus group run by banksters, run by the former Treasury Secretary Snow. But I want to show you the new FBI crime statistics that have come out. And they have them drilled down from 93 to 2010, and just last week they released the last 2 years' numbers. Look at the giant drop in violent crime following gun ownership increasing and following concealed carry, and they have it in a state-by-state. This is the gun-grabbing Justice Department that ran Fast and Furious. Real violent crime is dropping because of gun ownership. And we're going to be, again, if you're a radio listener, I'm showing this on television. Now, I want to get Larry Pratt on because I've never, in all of my 17 years on air or decades of researching this and talking to people that have been there for a long time fighting for our liberties, seen such an all-out, hysterical, total assault. And now a lot of Republicans and the owner of Fox News, Murdoch, saying it's time to turn in the guns. And now they're saying we're members of the Klan if we own guns. They're now death-threatening the NRA and others. They're death-threatening InfoWars.com. They tell me on my YouTubes, we're going to shoot you. We're going to kill you. And I go to their sites. These are real people. So they believe that the Second Amendment, something the Ku Klux Klan was the first to get restricted after the Civil War, they are now claiming we are the Ku Klux Klan because we want everybody to be able to protect themselves. They're panicking. The gun culture is taking over and winning. They're admitting this. Liberals are buying guns, so they know this is their last desperate push to restrict now. Larry Pratt, founder head chairman, he has been executive director of Gun Owners of America for over 30 years, gunowners.org. He joins us now. Larry, am I wrong to say this is the greatest assault we've ever seen?
It seems to be shaping up that way. You can never tell which murderous outrage will provoke this kind of a response, but this one seems to be the one that they were looking for, the crisis that they are not going to let go to waste. And they apparently are, so far they've been somewhat successful in getting people to not consider a very simple proposition. If it's so bad to have guns in school, then which room would you rather your child be in? The classroom in which the teacher has no gun and an assailant with a gun is coming through the door, or another classroom where the teacher does have a gun and another assailant with a gun is coming through the door. And I think if you put it like that, the question kind of answers itself. So all of this chatter is simply intended as a distraction to keep the American people off guard and our guard down so that these politicians can come in and do what they like to do, which is to control. And they're not even interested so much in guns per se as controlling us. That's what gun control's all about. And I surmise that the politicians have determined that this is the moment. And when even somebody like Marco Rubio is starting to cave, then the yellow streak running up a Republican spine has gone pretty mainstream.
Well, what's happening is the power brokers, the big mega banks that have bankrupted this country, they want to disarm the American people so we can fully be brought into tyranny. It's not just the Second Amendment under attack. It's the First. It's the Fourth. It's the Fifth. It's the Tenth. On every front, the globalists realize that America was really starting to awaken. So this fraudulent election, Obama, this is a false mandate, they're saying, to carry out all of their different frauds. And the power structure is rightfully scared of the American people. Now, you're up there. You know, the best, no compromise, second biggest lobby for the Second Amendment. We're seeing rhetoric. Well, here it is out of the Atlantic. Here it is out of other publications going after the NRA, saying they're a hate group. They're bad. Well, they're a hate group. You must be Satan incarnate, according to these victim disarmament people.
You know, the thing that I find so amusing is if they are willing to accuse the gun lobby as being part of the KKK, the easiest way to refute that is I haven't voted Democrat in quite some time, and yet the KKK literally was the action arm of the Democrat Party when instead of bribing blacks with money, they were intimidating blacks with guns. This has been the Democrat Party all along, and to try to cast this over onto the Republicans or anybody else just doesn't fly. But that's the kind of, you use the word desperation. I agree. I think they're very desperate, and even if what they say doesn't make sense, they're just fluttering right now.
And let's expand on that, though. They do have more people in the Senate. Obama is not facing re-election. We know that Bloomberg, who thinks he's president of the United States or dictator, he says take executive action. What are you getting from the Hill? What are the attacks that we're expecting to see? We know Feinstein's reintroducing the semi-auto ban.
Well, my concern has been, and I may have expressed this on one of our earlier conversations, Obama has shown that he doesn't care what the law is. He doesn't care what the Constitution is. In his opinion, I won. And therefore, in his lack of understanding of American government, willfully, I think, is that I got 51% of the vote. Therefore, I can do anything I want. Well, I can see him issuing an executive order, saying to gun stores who depend on him for their daily bread, if he pulls their gun license, their federal license, they're finished that day. They're out of business. They can sell no more guns. Well, if he threatens to do that unless they not sell handguns over a certain caliber, not sell rifles that can accept a high-capacity magazine, that's it.
As you know, last year the ATF put out a public comment period on banning most shotguns if they, quote, could be bottom loaded. They said they could be converted, and they're already banning importation of Russian shotguns and things. So they're already doing things outside of law or, quote, under the radar.
That's right. He gave us many signals, both in the Second Amendment area. You just pointed to a very good one, how he illegally and unconstitutionally banned the importation of those shotguns. He did the same thing with the reimportation of some rifles from Korea, M1 Garands, perfectly fine, basically target gun, kind of heavy to lug around, but a nice thing to have, a collector's item, if you will, 50-year-old, 60-year-old type gun. Ban reimportation of those. So now that he's got no concerns about reelection, I'm very concerned that things like I was sketching out are likely to take place. We have elected a communist dictator, and he is rapidly exploring the limits of how far he can go before he gets any feedback.
You've never talked like that, but he says the UN and NATO is over our military. He signs an executive order to take over the internet and won't let Congress see it, but lets the UN see it, and they brag, oh, it gives us control. Shuts down power plants outside of law. He just does whatever he wants.
Whatever he wants. I'm very concerned. And of course, there's a practical way that he can be dealt with. But unfortunately, it requires vertebra. It requires backbone. And that's something that Republican leadership in the Congress seems to be very deficient.
No, instead they're getting in line, and you're up on the Hill every day. What is happening on tax increases, on borders, on guns? The Republicans are saying, hey, we're with you. Destroy America. Convert it.
They seem to think that their reelection based on a Republican platform, which was pretty good, doesn't mean anything, that really the American people are clamoring for what Obama's trying to do. And as you say, they're just putting up the white flag. It's really very disgusting.
Well, that's how they get the Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America money. I mean, the same groups are paying for it all, and they want the American people shut down and enslaved so they can get unlimited banker bailouts. We're going to break here with a final segment with you, but, it's a full-on assault, taking gun shows off TV, saying we're murderers because of these kids, when meanwhile the FBI's own numbers, Larry, shows that violent crime's going down.
It's going down. There are fewer school shootings than ever before. It's the media tells you it's getting worse. The truth is, it's the opposite.
And Obama says we can never allow this to happen again, and let's be loving, and does the fake crying. Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. You can sign up for their free email alerts. If you don't do it, you're insane. You can also go become a paying member. And let me tell you, we would have lost a lot of battles if it wasn't for Gun Owners of America. Get over there and sign up to become members now. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-sized Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Gun Owners of America, the chairman, is our guest. And the NRA has been a Judas goat. They supported the 68 Gun Control Act. They were created by the federal government after the Civil War. I'm not saying the NRA is bad. They've got a better board now. But big money wants our guns. It's not just the communists. It's not just the liberals. They just want a big government to feed off of. The big mega banks, they're the ones that want it. Larry, in closing, all I can say is gun owners are being told, you know, oh, you're guilty, so you need to, you know, feel like you've murdered these children. And so I guess if somebody runs over somebody with a Ford pickup truck, I've got a Ford pickup truck, you know, do I need to feel guilty and go turn my Ford pickup truck in? I'm seeing all these headlines about police are looking at the Bushmaster AR-15. It killed the kids. I mean, what do we do? I say get back in their face. Like your article said, the blood is on their hands. What do we do, sir?
I'm glad you put it that way. Get back in their face. These people are not superior. They do not have superior knowledge. They do not have the moral high ground. We need to point out what is the fact. They have the blood on their hands. It is their constant yammering about how bad guns are and how we need to keep them away from everybody and out of schools and all of that, that we've made it so that if a teacher has a gun at school, they're breaking the law.
And the criminals, the mass murderers, go to their facilities to kill.
Year after year after year after year, and we're still told the same thing, that guns don't belong in schools. Well, isn't that just wonderful? How's that been working out for you? I'm just so glad that that chap in that mall out in Oregon had disregarded the no guns posting. I imagine he was committing a trespass or something, but he would not have been able to run to the sound of the shots when a couple of people were murdered had it not been for him having that gun. And when the killer saw him approach with his gun, that's when the killer decided to check out, game over, and shot himself. That should have been the way it happened in the school. There should have been some teacher there, some janitor there saying, you know what, the idea of some penalty applying to self-defense, I don't know that I'd really be worried about being prosecuted if the only time they knew that I had a gun was when I used it to save their sorry lives. Now, if it falls out on the floor and there's no danger, then, yeah, it'd be another issue. But if the gun is successfully concealed, then, and there's no need for it, there'll be no issue. But if there is a need for it, and we keep advertising to the nut jobs of our country, come to school and shoot me, then I think it's time that we have a few surprises waiting for them the next time.
Mr. Pratt, I have an idea, and I know it's similar to what other people have said, but you've got sheriff's departments who can deputize people and get around the federal law on not letting guns in schools. Why not sit there and say, hey, retired sheriff's deputies, they'll do it for free, I guarantee you. How about half a day, a couple times a week, you go in, and then you'd have enough people to cover it all the time, and you can basically pose as janitors or something. Jesse Ventura has a similar idea, and just be in there with your firearms and be deputized sheriff's deputies, and the problem is solved, and they don't have to use these rare school shootings as a bloody shirt to wave to disarm the American people.
I think you have a great idea, and in fact, you could even deputize the teachers. And they could be packing at the same time. But as long as they're deputized, they're good to go. I love it. I think we ought to. I'm going to look into that. And if that's as good as I think it is, we're going to get the word out to some of our sheriffs.
Well, I earlier was showing some crime statistics broken down by every demographic. But here's the general crime statistics for 2011 from 2007. Massive drop in violent crime. This is the Justice Department's own numbers, and it's been dropping, Larry, for 20 years as what goes up? Gun ownership. As gun ownership goes up, as Professor Lott shows, as gun ownership goes up, crime goes down.
Duh. Criminals are evil. They're not stupid. And when they run into more and more victims who are armed, word kind of gets around that you got to be more careful these days. It's not the same job environment it was under Jimmy Carter.
Final question here. What do you predict is going to happen if he tries to physically, say, turn in these semi-autos?
Well, he's going to have to do it by executive order, because I don't see it going through the Congress. I know we've had some defections, but I still think that at the end of the day, they're going to hear from their constituents. When they start waffling on this, they're not going to get the kudos the media was telling them they were going to get. So that's one. And I just think we continue doing what we're doing, getting the word out, making sure that people do know that even somebody like a Marco Rubio has caved. Okay, folks, you in Florida, pick up the phone. You got work to do.
That's the end of his political career right there. Unbelievable. GunOwners.org.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stayhouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Minute or two left with Larry Pratt. He's going to do an interview with Reuters. Store lockdown in Barton Creek Mall after report that somebody saw a gun. There's all sorts of panicking everywhere. People are seeing folks with paper bags. They're calling the police. Just like people wouldn't go in the ocean for 2 years after Jaws came out in the 70s. Five great white deaths a year. People wouldn't go swimming anywhere. They knew Jaws was in there ready to kill them. Is this not mass mind control, Larry Pratt? In closing, we're seeing Where the system is throwing everything it's got at the public to terrorize us into turning in our guns. What's happening?
A huge amount of hysteria. It wasn't long ago I was in a store here in Virginia. I was at the counter near the door, being attended by the clerk. A guy walked in through the door with a gun in his holster. The clerk looked up, saw that that was what was going on, and went back to giving me my change. No big deal. It all depends on where the gun is, and you'd like to find out about this mall sighting of a gun, where was the gun? Was it in a holster or was it in a hand in a menacing position? We're not told those little things. Those are kind of important, and it's quite possible that there was an overreaction. I hope that's all it was.
I know you've got to go. It's just, I've never seen them this big of a push trying to make guns taboo. They know our culture of liberty is taking over. What else can we do other than supporting gun owners?
Well, I think just in general, raise the roof. Tell these members of Congress to hold tight, that you didn't send them there to take away our freedoms. You sent them there to fight. And if they don't want to fight, we'll get somebody else that will.
And again, they're panicking because we've been having all these federal and state court rulings overturning the Illinois handgun ban, concealed ban, all of it. They're losing.
They are losing. We are winning. Public opinion. When this whole fight started for me decades ago, 3/4 of the American people was on the other side. Now, less than half. We're making progress, and this is not the time to go soft. This is not the time to put up the white flag. This is the time to do exactly what we've been doing because we are winning.
What do you make in closing of the gun manufacturer, the biggest in the country, apologizing and blaming the gun, opening themselves up for liability and saying they're going to dump all of their gun holdings, 6 giant made-in-America factories?
Well, it just tells me who I'm not interested in patronizing, at least the parent company. I'm just not interested in helping people that have that sort of an attitude. They've made all this money off firearms, and somehow, are they going to give that all money back? And to whom are they going to give it?
Thank you so much, Larry Pratt. Thank you, and go with God, my friend.
Hey, thank you. You too, my friend.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. And we sent our reporters down to the Thai Noodle House in Austin, Texas, that's made the news, to go in and in a friendly manner, confront the owner with questions. A Thai Noodle House restaurant in hot water after racist Sandy Hook shooting comments. And as soon as they're done going in and talking to him, they're going to be on air with us to tell us what happened, to give us the report after they've talked to him. So that is going on with David Knight and Jakari Jackson down there with Marcos Morales. In downtown Austin, that story has gone nationwide. And so we're going to get you more details of that. Speaking of stories going nationwide, if we punch up drudgereport.com and you go there on the right-hand side, it's red-linked on the right-hand column. You can go there. And Facebook is now banning. You heard me right. Facebook is now suspending or banning accounts that question official narrative on the shooting. In fact, since Watson wrote this article at about 6 a.m. Central this morning, we've actually discovered they're deleting pro-gun accounts now. So that's another breaking news story that I've been so busy. I discovered that at about 9 a.m. this morning and never even had time to call Paul to put him onto the story or to tell Kurt Nemo or other writers about it. It's just too much going on. I mean, it's just insane. But an image posted in the aftermath of the shootings that questioned whether a clumsy 20-year-old autistic kid could have pulled off the murders of 26 people was deleted, and the user's account hit with a 3-day suspension. Yeah, that was like we've had different pop folks announce they're going to be on my show and their account gets suspended or completely shut down. So that's the type of stuff that's going on. I was informed the reason for this punishment was the result of a meme I had shared, writes the editor of secretsofthefed.com. Yeah, Facebook a few months ago during the election, that Navy SEAL group was putting out just an image. It was a very conservative image and just showed the two dead Navy SEALs, just their photos, that had gone to help at the Benghazi attack with the ambassador, even though Obama had ordered an 8-hour stand down so the Al-Qaeda folks that ran security in the city could carry out the killing. And it said, we helped take out bin Laden, going along with that story. But then when we asked for help, we didn't get any. And they just deleted that and shut down their account. They set up another one. I mean, this is run by a guy, the owner, the founder of Facebook, who says that, oh, our users trust us. They're dumb bleepers. Remember that? And it's just sick. Google and Facebook and Twitter's now censoring people more and more. And yeah, I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I kind of waited till late in the game to get on them. So we've only got about a million likes on Facebook between our 6 or 7 fan channels people gave us, and we've got, I don't know, 130,000 or something on one of our Twitter accounts. We've got a couple other that, again, fans gave us. I just started promoting them really the last year. But almost when I'm promoting it, I'm like, okay, I know I'm reaching some people through this, but it can be taken away at any time. But it doesn't matter. We're still using it to get the word out. But this is happening more and more. Yeah, Facebook CEO admits to calling users dumb effers. Mark Zuckerberg admits the New Yorker profile that he mocked early Facebook users for trusting him with their personal information. Remember, Google said, don't be evil. And Schmidt promised, you know, the founder, that I'll never spy on you. I'll never have your data. Now he says, better not do something you don't want us knowing about. Yeah, we're taking all the data. And we had a video out of him at Bilderberg 2 years ago, a year and a half ago in Switzerland. They shut that down for a while, so there was outrage. And then YouTube, that's owned by Google, put it back up. This is the type of stuff we're dealing with state-run Internet. And believe me, Google is state-run. Google was set up by the CIA in Qtel. We broke that like 8 years ago. People went crazy when we had that CIA agent on, Steele. What's his name? David Steele. And, man, he was like, wow, I've never had such heat off this. Sorry, can't come back on your show. We should ask that guy back on the show again. The point is, later that all came out that was all true. And now they're at NASA bases, Google is. And people ask, well, why do you use Google? Well, I mean, we use it and admit it's a globalist combine, that it's a globalist operation. All right, let's do this. Let's open the phones up. I know you're chomping at the bit to talk about everything that's been discussed on the Second Amendment. You heard Larry Pratt. He says, yes, this appears to be the greatest assault on guns we've ever seen. Folks, I saw them energizing, building up, getting ready, the preparations, the test cases. The White House didn't ship 20,000 guns to Mexico and illegal hand grenades because they wanted to play, you know, games. They did that to blame the Second Amendment that came out. They mean business. And the Republicans are going to cave on taxes and your guns and on open borders. You know why? Because it's what the globalists want. Obama is a puppet. As much as I dislike him, as unsavory as he is, they're supposed to be the ones getting it all done for the globalists, making collectivism and tyranny look cool. He can smart bomb people all day and kill kids, and it's sexy to the liberals. Man, he's a tough liberal. He's a big murderer. They like that. So the Democrats are bad news. They're the open tip of the spear. But the Republicans, let me give you the news flash here. Ron Paul's leaving Congress. There's some people in there like Gohmert and people like Jones and people like Amash. Yeah, there are some good members, maybe a couple dozen in the House. There's a couple good senators who will not compromise on the Second Amendment. But, I mean, look, even Rand Paul is a smart guy. I've known him for 14 years. I made some phone calls and found out he kind of got snookered on it. They came out 2 weeks ago and said, oh, NDAA just got shot down, the indefinite detention provision. But the bill, as all the big, you know, groups went and analyzed it, all the big foundations went and analyzed it, the law groups, the constitutional lawyers all came out. LouRockwell.com came out, and it says clearly, we can't indefinite detention you unless already in law. Well, it's in law from NDAA, December 31st, 2011, signed by Obama. It's more lawyer tricks all day. Where Obama, his people write the NDAA, but then he says he's against it and he wants it changed, but then it turns out the letters behind the scenes are, don't change this, I'm just doing this so opposition dies. And then he says, don't worry, I won't sign it. I know I tell the story every day. It's just so diabolical. Don't worry, I won't sign it, so don't oppose it. Let it pass. And I'm, folks, he's going to sign it. No, he's not, you right-wing sons of our precious Obama wouldn't do that. And then he signs it. They're like, well, I guess he needs to be able to arrest you and disappear, you right-wingers. You know, this is the type of stuff that we see happen over and over and over and over and over again. And it's so frustrating to sit here because the media will put out a narrative, a big hype narrative, and it never lasts long, like Kony 2012, and it comes out, it's warmongering invasion propaganda. We were confirmed right on that. It wasn't hard to confirm it. It was all globalist funded. Anything Oprah Winfrey's involved in is globalist funded, too. I mean, she's in, I'm going to cover this next hour, in meetings with top globalists on how to reduce population. And it just makes me sick to sit here and watch all of this unfold. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is the all-out attack. And all over the country, again, for 2 years, and we've done special reports on this, we ought to re-air it tonight on the Nightly News. For 2 years after Jaws became the number one movie in history at that time, worldwide, from Australia to the United States, from England to the south of France, some beaches saw 70%+ reductions in people coming, period. They were so scared. And most people, the lifeguard said, wouldn't go in the water because they thought the mechanical shark was in there waiting for them. This is mind control. We have a childlike public where... You know, sometimes, you know, your three-year-old gets off and wanders off in a restaurant out, and, you know, you go, hey, honey, there's bad men that might get you. They don't listen, but if you tell it to them in a fairy tale, a witch, you know, there's witches, then, you know, monsters. Of course, I won't do that, but some parents do. It's what old wives' tales, fairy tales are about, is so your kids listen. You got to put that little bit of fear into them, or the real bad people will get them. Well, the globalists basically use fairy tales like there's a man waiting to kill everybody at your school today. They're everywhere. It's an epidemic. It's flat in the last 20 years. I just showed you FBI unified crime statistics that just came out last week showing massive violent crime reduction. Now, petty crime, stealing copper wiring, going in an open garage, stealing bikes, knocking out your window at the park, stealing your purse if you don't hide it, that is off the chart. Criminals in this depression, and I've got the numbers right here, they are, I mean, I think they said there's been like a fivefold increase the last few years in Austin in petty crime. I mean, it's bad. Because the criminals, they don't invade your house now. They don't even try to carjack you now. They don't mess with you on the, they used to have muggings down on the hike and bike trail. Back when the city had half the population it has today. The city's doubled the last 15 years. There was muggings all the time. Not anymore. People are running with concealed carry 25s and 32s. So criminals, except if you're in big cities where they've taken the guns, they are not. I mean, violent crime is way down because store owners are packing. Women are packing. Single women are packing. I mean, here are the crime statistics right here. Unified violent crime offense figure. Just total. This is 2007 to 2011. The numbers always come out a year late. We've got trends for this year as well. It's continuing. Massive. Massive. Look at that. Look at that percentage. What is that? That's over. What? Yes, what, a 20% reduction? And if you look at it from 1980, man, I remember 1980 living in Dallas when they were having some days 25 murders. Dallas used to have more murders than Chicago and New York combined. But it was gangbangers. It was a gang war. But the gangbangers just killed all of each other. And I think that's terrible. But, you know, the point is that crime is literally plunging. Violent crime. Now, people stealing your credit card numbers, off the chart. People stealing your purse when you're at the restaurant, when you go to the bathroom, off the chart. So, you know, that's why police are out there saying, rightfully so, lock your stuff in the trunk. Take it in with you. You drive in, I drove into Barton Creek Mall, where they're having the scare right now, just last week, because I wanted to get some Legos for Christmas. Oh, my son's out there. He's hearing what he's getting for Christmas. And he comes to work with us at least once a week. And they have big signs up saying, take your belongings in, because they're just knocking windows out. And I don't need the police to tell me that. If I pull up to a park and see broken glass in every slot, I just don't go to that park. If I pull up to the mall and I just see glass all over the ground, which I'm seeing, I know. I don't need the police to tell me. But see, the general public is not in a police mindset. And I think all of us should get into that mindset of looking around, not just being chumps, but side issue. The criminals are scared to death, folks. They know you're buying guns. And the collectivists are about to lose. Gun cultures are all the top shows. Hunting is all the top shows. Women are out buying guns. The gun culture's taking over. They're panicking, throwing everything they've got at this. They probably staged it. I mean, my gut is they staged it. If they stage Fast and Furious, if they stage all this other stuff, they could have staged this. I don't know. They're certainly using it, though. Let's go to Bob in Virginia. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hey there, Alex. Great job. I have 2 points that I want to make in the micro and the macro. In the micro, this whole gun thing is absolutely and positively the result of these people being afraid of what will happen to them if the majority of the people in this country find out what they've done to us.
No, I spent an hour, first hour, babbling and giving this factoid, that factoid, just trying to say that. Yeah, real simple. The criminal elite have committed millions of crimes. They're bad people. They know we're waking up. They're desperate to put a police state in and take our guns. Yes, that's it.
Keep hammering that point because the big point and the thing that makes me pessimistic about us ever having a chance to take this country back is the Federal Reserve, the activist Federal Reserve. We know they made those moves before the election to get Obama elected. Of course, we know the election was a fraud to begin with. But the bottom line is they print the money. It's fraudulent. They steal our labor. And the only hope that I have left, I mean, I have watched the Federal Reserve. I have learned about them. I love it every time you bring the topic.
Stay there. I want to hear your plan. No. We expose the Federal Reserve as alien and foreign. We expose the New World Order. They're trying to make it illegal to expose them. That's why they call it terrorism.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben's Discount Supply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Time I tell a caller to hold over so they can finish up their point, they hang up. I wanted to hear what that guy wanted to do to stop the Federal Reserve. Yeah, America has just got to wake up to the fact that we've been overtaken by social engineers that want to disarm us. I mean, when you sit here, you know these are authoritarian liars who've killed the last few years tens of thousands of children alone in drone attacks on eight countries illegally. And then he's up there fake crying, saying we've got to do something and not let this happen again. Listen, there's 315 million people, 60 plus million of them on suicide murder pills called SSRIs. It's on the insert it makes you do that statistically. Every time there's a senseless murder, every time. That's what did it. Never a discussion about that, though. It's that I've got guns. And that I'm empowered and I'm strong and I'm not domesticated. The nanny state wants our guns, and if they get them, they win. So teach everybody you know how to use guns. It is that empowerment that is going to destroy the globalist. Because, see, they can't totally smash and bring the country down and break up the families and force inoculate and have their forced labor camps and national compulsory service, Rahm Emanuel's called for, unless they've taken the guns. It's so elementary. And a lot of the collectivists, it's like a football game that they're with the government, you're not, and they're tough and you're weak. Just keep exposing these zombies. Keep getting in their face when they think they have the moral high ground or calling you a murderer and a child killer and a Klan member. Remember, these are people living off government checks in every case who really have low self-images and hate you as a productive person. And they hate you because you know how to use a gun. They hate you because you're a man or a woman who's strong, and they're threatened by that. Okay, let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Rick, listening on XM. Sir, you're on the air from Virginia. Go ahead.
Saying something, there's some relationship between the killer in Aurora and the last killer in Connecticut, their dad. They worked in banks and they were going to testify. Do you hear anything about that? Or
well, both of them did. Both of them did work in high finance. And then there was another case with that executive, NBC executive that ran the story, and then the nanny within hours kills the kids. I mean, I don't know. Those are coincidences, and I don't really go with those. On the Aurora shooter, I mean, he was in a DARPA mind control program, in a brain interface where machines take over the brain. He was a child prodigy out of high school, brought in, you know, years later, a graduate student, and had a psych warfare psychiatrist from the Air Force who was a high-level commander of whole bases assigned to him, and they knew what he was going to do in his notebook and basically let him do it. And then you've got all the other evidence. That, I believe, was a mind control operation. We don't have enough evidence on this other case, so we don't know. But we sure know they're going whole hog with it. Did you know in the week leading up to this, every show on the globalist media was doing anti-gun on CNN, MSNBC?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were.
I was listening to one of the liberals last night, and they said that the NRA is a terrorist group.
No. I've got stacks of articles. They say the NRA must be banned and gun owners must be arrested. They're now on MSNBC and CNN saying, let's just get rid of all guns. Of course, they mean that the citizens have. No, these are authoritarians who are scared. I mean, they're state-run. No one hardly watches them. They live off banker bailout money, the big banks that own them, and they get stimulus money. These are horrible state-run foreign banker representatives. That's why most of them are foreigners. Fareed Zakaria and Piers Morgan, the rest of them. I turn it on. It's a bunch of foreigners that are telling me about how I need to turn my guns in. I got a better idea. How about you pick up your junk and go back to your collapsing countries?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.